This is not about sharing facts. We know we're not free. Our bodies tell us that daily. That fact should be sufficiently motivating once we have certainty. So how do we achieve it? Dee Way and I were talking about that this very morning, rediscovering some gifts that until we have certainty that they are more important than anything. When we put our gifts on hold for some greater good, it doesn't work. We become miserable, and then we have less and less and less to give. It is only by becoming big that we have anything worth sharing. In these times, we need each other to be big. But how do we believe in our gifts when from day one, we're told they're nothing special, especially compared to me getting out here to this job? Our children are taught, and I see this dramatically up close and personal with my grandchild. Friday, we walked to the park and the fly, we have flying in his face, and he brushed it aside. So of course, I had to say, shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. I belong to somebody. I feel like a shining star. I feel like a shining star. And when I sang that, he froze. And he said, again. He wanted me to sing it again. And then after I sang it again, he said, again. And it was those lines, I feel like a shining star, that had captured him, I believe. Because I see that in him. He shows me that. He feels like a shining star. And I also feel when there's no time for him for reasons of survival. This is what this system does. It forces us to put our children and our gifts on hold. And then we're stuck with that hideous choice of, do I honor my gifts or do I try to spend a little time with my child? And so we put our gifts on hold and then we spend time with our child, often unconsciously blaming them because we can't spend time with our gifts. So it forces us into this setup. Do I choose me or do I choose this child? And then we choose me and nothing comes of it because we got to go back to work. I mean, it's like anger on all sides. And what do we do with it? Anger unvented becomes pain, unspoken becomes rage. Unvented becomes violence, cha, cha, cha. So we do have to speak it. Is that the route to certainty about our gifts? Or is that just maintaining a fragile hold on calm, balance of some sort? Well, at least I'm not going off on nobody if I speak it. I think we have to, speak the rage, but we have to start talking about why are we accepting the setup, the terms in the first place. Is that all we can hope for, is to not be violent? That's success? We've controlled ourselves? Is that all we can accomplish in our brief time? Is a very fragile, you know, just balancing act on that edge? Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Take it. You, I'm talking too much, D-Way.